Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
I'm great.
How you feeling?
It's freaking hot.
Well, you know what? I don't think that your cold helps it very much.
No, it does not.
Right?
But thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome. I hear you sniffing a little bit. I'm hearing you be discreet.
But I'm trying, and my throat hurts a little bit, and I've got a little bit of a tickle. So
yeah. So, friends of the podcast, if you hear her cough, she may even need the odd water break. We may have to water her, too. Right? Just bear with us.
Bear with me.
Bear with her. Mm-hmm. Right? So, Samantha, we have some things that we want to talk about this week.
Oh, we're kicking things to the curb, Lisa.
Right?
Yeah,
we needed to, right? Yeah. It was not acceptable.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Good thinking, Samantha. We did some spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Cleaned out the closet.
We went out to Denny's for breakfast the other morning.
Oh.
It is unfortunate. And with a sad, sad heart.
A heavy, sad heart.
Yes. We are kicking it to the curb.
It's gone.
We are not happy with them.
And we hold a grudge.
We do.
We hold a grudge. Guess what? Never going back. We hold a grudge.
Well, first off, I think it's where we sat.
Yes.
I hate sitting by the bathroom.
It's disgusting.
It is like the worst place to sit.
Dear restaurants, don't put a table near the bathroom, right?
Just avoid the area.
Just avoid the area. Like, just leave it like a common spot or something, right? It's nasty.
And then, we were reading the menu, and this is what really kicked it.
Yes, because I took great offense.
Yes. They have a 55-plus menu, and all I thought was, I am 5 freaking years away from this menu
choice. And that should be a positive, right? Because that's you're going to get 15% off your meal.
I'm a senior.
You're almost a senior, Samantha.
What the hell?
But you're almost 50. It's okay. We'll get you through it.
But no, what kind of made me kind of shake my head, I guess, was it had lighter portions. So as you get older, you get less hungry.
But here's my issue. Why, Denny's, do you get to decide what and how much I get to eat?
One pancake, one egg. That's all you get.
Yeah. So now at 48 and a half, almost 49, I can have the 2 pancakes.
You can have the hungry man.
I can have the hungry man. When I venture into the dark zone and I become 55 plus, no, you can only have one pancake now and one egg. And I'm like, am I going to lose that much of my appetite?
I guess so.
Because I don't see that happening.
Well, and then we were like, well, maybe this is a really good, easy way to, like, maintain our weight or lose weight. Maybe we're not going to lose weight till we hit 55.
But what's Denny saying? I take that personal.
Yeah, and Denny's is helping us.
So what are you, like, my personal trainer? Right? Like, what are you, Oprah?
I don't know.
Dear Denny's. That's all I thought was, dear Denny's, are you Weight Watchers? Because guess what? For 55 plus years, by the time we get to 55, we get it. We have maybe not been making the best choices in our food.
Perhaps not.
Right? We don't deny that.
No.
Right? I don't need to order the Hungry Man, but I want to because I like the selection. Boom. Happy 55th. You don't get the selection, but you still get my money. I don't get... Right? I'm not living in, are we in communist Russia or something?
I don't know.
No, now you have to only eat this.
Well, and then, so then we discover that portion of the menu.
Wasn't happy.
And then the coffee was gross.
The coffee was...
It was like they burnt it or something.
Ugh.
And then the food we ordered came cold.
Dear Denny's, why is the food cold?
It's breakfast. It needs to come hot.
It needs, right? The first meal of my day needs to be a good one, and it needs to come hot. Right? And there was nothing hot.
No.
And the hollandaise sauce was kind of, coagulated.
Yeah. Well, that's a big word for
you. I know, hey? But I don't know what it means, but I'm pretty sure that it fits. I'm pretty sure it works in there. Was it? Was it? It was? Okay, good. Woohoo! Look at me. Right? And then, you know what? The one thing that I love the most about Denny's was I could always look forward to hearing, I want to be a cowboy, and you could be my cowgirl. And there was no 80s music being played.
Because it was so loud in there.
It was like strike 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
4.
Yeah, it was done.
So, dear Denny's, why is your bacon so salty?
Yeah.
And I love a good piece of bacon.
Yeah.
It's even too salty for me.
Ugh.
So what did we do?
Kicked it to the curb.
We needed to kick it to the curb.
Yeah. Sorry, Denny's.
So, not sorry.
No.
No. Not sorry.
But it had to happen.
It needed to happen.
It was kind of going there.
Well, we knew, right? We hadn't been going there as much as what we were.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it was not good.
And now it's gone.
But we're also kicking something else to the curb.
Okay, Samantha.
Because... You really? Made me watch it again.
Okay.
And I was like, I kicked this to the curb last week.
No, we didn't completely kick it to the curb.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't commit on it. We kicked it to the PVR.
Okay.
Okay?
Now it's not even on my
but
PVR.
But it's not me that you have the issue with. It's Roseanne Barr.
No.
You take it up with her.
I think it'll put you.
Stop. Listen, that woman tricked me.
Because she mentioned David.
Yes, there was a clip and it showed Darlene and David. And I'm like, yes, finally, it's back. The show's back. We're going to start fresh and we're going to love it again like we did many years ago. No.
He came back, bomb.
Nobody cared.
No.
Darlene didn't care.
No.
Well, she cared for a few minutes, right? Because she got it on. Right? So she kind of cared, but didn't care. Yeah. Everybody kicked David to the curb, so it just made sense.
Yes.
Right?
It was just, but the funny thing is that her mother came back.
The mom was funny.
That was good.
Yeah, because the mom, she was living in a retirement home, and she got kicked out because she's a slut.
She had gonorrhea.
Right? And then the only other part that I thought was funny was at the end of the show when they were like eating birthday cake without their hands. And the mom says, I've never seen anything so disgusting. And Jackie's like, I think you have. And you know she's implying. You know what she was implying? That old mom had seen old wrinkly dinkies.
Ugh.
Old wrinkly dinkies. That's what the mom had seen.
Up.
I'm just saying, that's what that implication was. Yeah, absolutely.
Blech.
I know.
Gross.
But that's what they were talking about.
Okay, but let's move on.
Okay.
Because I'm done.
Because we kicked it to the curb.
We're spring cleaning.
But guess what?
But with spring comes?
New things.
New food.
New food. Right? And I'm all about that.
Yes, you are.
And apparently I have a dear friend from Stainer that I grew up with. I've known her since probably I was 5 years old. Her name's Heather Trott. She must have known today that I needed a little bit of spring in my life.
Well, you started spring today.
I did, right? Didn't take my winter coat to work.
Nope.
Just carried it.
There you go.
That's what I do. And so I'm on my break at work. And I'm going through Facebook, and what does Heather Trott post? The world's best-looking spring salad.
There you go.
Yeah. So it was like lettuce, but not lettuce.
Probably spinach.
I think it was spinach. And it had...
strawberries.
How do you already know this? Because I showed you the picture. And it had strawberries and lemon poppy seed dressing. Or not lemon, just poppy seed dressing, I think.
Uh-huh.
Looked so wonderful. And I'm like, how did you know? How did you know that that's what I needed to see?
Did it bring joy to your heart?
Oh my God, Samantha, can't you tell? Right now my heart is still overflowing. I still have so much joy.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so, so good.
Weird things.
I was so happy to see that.
Okay, but I have another question for you.
Okay.
Or I have a question for you.
Okay.
You talked about them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did you buy them?
Yeah, I did today. I bought them. I bought towels. I did it. I told you I would.
No, hey, you
yes.
Didn't.
Yes. You should have known that
the
I would buy
the conversation that we
towels.
Had prior to this one, which was yesterday, you said you'd mentioned them to Mike, and Mike said, hey, when are you bringing those towels home? And that usually means Michael is expecting you to bring towels home soon.
Yes.
Because then what happens?
So then he goes out and buys towels. Right? And I didn't want that to happen because I thought, this is my one chance to buy some decorating in my home. Right? That's what I thought. This is the one time I get to do it. And I did it. I bought towels today.
Okay, but you did say they were too brown.
I know.
So are they still too brown?
Yeah, they're going to
be brown.
They're chocolate brown.
But they're brown.
They are, but they seem
so
really...
So how can they be too brown?
Because they seem really brown.
How can a color be too
They just
brown?
Seem really, really brown, hey? Like there's like...
Understand.
No, because there's brown. Think of the crayons. There's brown, and then there's chocolate brown.
And then there's clay.
And clay. And I looked at clay, because I thought, clay doesn't look quite as brown, but I don't know if it's going to go with the brown check in the shower curtain.
Oh my God.
I know.
That seems so weird.
So I went with chocolate brown.
Thank God.
Hyper Hype Girl didn't believe me when I came back, and I'm like, I did it. And she's like, she didn't even look up. She's like, you didn't. And I rattled the bag. She's like, oh my God, you did.
Because you have a horrible habit.
It's not that horrible.
Looking
though.
And talking and looking and talking and looking and talking and looking and talking.
Because I like to be, I like.
And then you don't.
But yes,
you
I
don't,
do. Yes, I do.
You have the hardest time parting with your cash.
No, it wasn't about that. No, it wasn't even about that.
You're a miser.
No, I'm not a miser.
Yes,
I am not a miser. I am not a miser.
You are. When no. we go to Walmart, who spends more? Who
you.
Needs to go to Walmart? You.
You.
Who
me.
Doesn't need to go? Me.
You.
Who hates going to Walmart? Me.
Yes.
And who buys more?
Yes. But and here and
me.
That, okay. And fair enough, Samantha. Fine. Fine. You've shamed me for the world. I'm out. It's out. It's all out there now. Lisa.
I'm just saying.
Hey, but here's the thing, right? Is my issue is because I just like to make an informed decision.
Oh my God.
Right?
Informed decision should not take 3 months.
Okay. It didn't. It just took 1 week. I just started talking about the
That's
towels.
That's like the shortest period of time in your life.
Right? And then as Mike says, do you need to start thinking about your winter shoes yet?
That's a great smart-ass couple.
I know, right? Because he's a great smart-ass type of guy. Yeah. But I got the towels.
Okay, but speaking of things to purchase.
Yeah.
I have something to purchase.
What are you purchasing?
I'm going to order it.
What are you ordering? Are you, like, doing, like, your makeup and all your, like, Botox shit?
Swearing is good for you is a book.
Oh, my God.
I'm buying a book on swearing.
You're buying a book on swearing?
That vindicates the usage of swearing.
Samantha, it's not that you... Yes. No. Listen, it's not that you can't swear. It's... Okay. Really?
Nope. Yes. Because swearing is good for you. It's a painkiller. It lessens both the physical and social suffering.
I understand
it
that.
It helps communicate your emotions. So
I
when I
that.
Tell you to shut up, it really is telling you to shut up.
I understand that, Samantha. All I ask of you is to just watch your potty mouth when we're doing the podcast.
I do.
Because I don't need iTunes sending me an email saying you're explicit. We don't talk about sex.
Okay.
She just has a potty mouth.
I think I've done well.
Ish.
I'm just saying. But I'm going to read this book and I'll let you know. But I'm pretty sure I'm feeling confident that I'm using the words in the right spots.
Really, hey?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, book on swearing. Swearing is good for you. Scientifically proven. Done. Mic drop. Over.
Boom. Fuck you. Pretty much, hey? It's pretty much what you're saying right there.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Guess what I'm doing this spring?
What?
I'm going to enter a competition.
Oh my God, what?
I know, right? Because right now I know what you're thinking. She's not going to run a 5K.
She's not going to run. She's not going to walk.
I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to run. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in the Forged in Fire competition.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. From the new show.
Oh my God, Knife or Death?
Knife or Death. Because, listen
Why?
To this. Because, no, just you listen for a minute. Don't say it like that. You should be like, you're my best friend. And you should be like, I support you.
No, you're delusional.
I'm not delusional. I don't even have to build my own knife. I can have somebody else build it for me in this show.
And who might that be?
Hopefully somebody out there in the podcasting world, friend of the podcast, knows how to forge. Maybe somebody has a forge.
All you need is someone to ship you a knife in the mail.
Right? I'm not looking for a samurai sword. I'm just looking for something a little bit shorter with a good handle.
Don't ship sharp things in
the mail. With a good handle, sharp edge.
Don't.
Because I need to be able to chop and cut. So it's a competition. That's what the new show's all about.
You don't have enough strength to do that.
Listen, in competition I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
do you know? When's the last time you competed for something?
I know, but I will get in once I get my knife. If I was already forging, I'd have a knife and I'd already be up to competition speed.
You don't know how to forge.
Okay, so anyway, Samantha, I'm going to learn how to do the competition because I watched the show
God.
I can do what they do. All it is it's like bamboo sticks. Chop, chop, chop. Then you move on to the block of ice. Chop, chop, chop. Then you move on to these big things in a pail. Stab, stab, stab. I can do all that. I can do all of that.
You don't have the strength to do that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'll work out.
Oh, my God. Hell will freeze over
right?
before that happens.
With a knife. I'm going to buy blocks of ice, and I'm just going to practice my chopping. Chop, chop,
oh
chop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I want to do.
No.
I want to do that show.
Don't do that.
I do. And you know what the best part of the show is? Is that you know who the host is? Goldberg.
Who is that?
He's a WWE superstar.
Oh, my God.
Retired. Just was inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
You're so excited about this show.
Love it.
It's so sad. Yeah.
Got to cut the chicken in one, chicken in half in one swat, and then you got to do half of the big fish in the other. Swat, swat, chop. Done. Winner. Best time. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're
so
not.
So excited. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
Watch me. Watch me.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think it will be. I think it's going to be so awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, since we're sitting in the car and the sun is shining on me.
It's hot.
I feel like I'm losing some weight.
Really?
I read in a magazine that tanning can actually help you lose fat.
That's bullshit, Samantha, because you know what? I tanned all last summer,
I
don't think I lost a pound.
No, I believe it.
I was chocolate brown all last summer.
No, you were
yes,
not.
Yes, I was. I was like my towels.
Don't
almost
make
the
me
same
hit
shade.
You. You were not. You were asshole
careful.
Red.
You can't be careful who you think you're going to hit now. I'm in training for a competition about chopping. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes. So, okay.
You were asshole red the whole summer.
No, I was chocolate brown. I go to chocolate brown.
You have freckles. How can you tell?
No, that's not true. I don't get me wrong. I understand that fat looks better brown.
Yes, it does. We agreed on that years ago.
Fat's not, dimply white is not a pretty color.
It's not pretty.
Right? That should be a color for the crayon box. Dimply white. Right? Because everybody knows what that looks like. Right? Or these fat girls do. Right?
Oh my God.
Right? What color? Dimply white.
White.
Right?
What color would you like your walls?
Dimply
white, please.
Dear Crayola, give us a call. Right? Dear Lowe's in your paint factory. Give us a call. Look at that car. It's dimply white. Right? I'm just saying.
It's Batgirl Yellow.
Batgirl Yellow. Also known as dimply white. Right? So you think we chocolate brown it, we're going to lose some weight.
Yeah. It said if you're outside and getting sunlight, the sun goes down to whatever layer of your body and it goes and it attacks the fat and it apparently helps you.
So all the meals we ate on the patio.
No. I'm not saying that. I think this is based on not eating as much.
Oh, just. Okay. So it's not like keep the lifestyle you're accustomed to.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
I think it's like, you know, if you're thinking about it.
And you just want to be out tanning and not eat or drink.
But I'm just saying.
You'll lose some weight.
It won't hurt us.
Well, you know what? I say a good tan won't hurt us anyways. Right? Pencil me in.
Asshole red.
I'm in search of the perfect chocolate brown tan, Samantha.
Okay.
All right.
But I think we need to share with our listeners that we have someone who's traveling right now, who's a listener of the podcast.
And we're vicariously really traveling through her.
It's really funny.
Right? So her name's Sweet Pea 65. She's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So right now, I'm going to trash this for sure. I don't know if she's in Holland or the Netherlands or Denmark or if it's all the same. I don't know enough. So that's my ignorance. But she sent me a picture on Instagram
mm-hmm.
and it was of a clog. And she said, this will probably help your bunion. I'm like, sure won't hurt it. Right? And then when she was in Amsterdam, Samantha, she sent pictures and she sent you a picture of some cannabis bath salt.
She's right up my alley.
I know, right?
Starting low and starting slow.
She's got our back. And then she took a picture of some watermelon seeds. Like this lady, she knows what we like.
She's listened.
She has listened. She is a good friend of the podcast, P65.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Because
they felt like, hey, that's so cool. And then there was even a hot dog stand type of thing.
Well, yeah, because you talk about hot dogs.
I know, right? I'm like, look at that. Hey, nice to be top of mind.
Yeah.
Right?
That's cute.
So that was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Sweepy.
Yeah. Much appreciated.
Okay, so we still have some questions left over from our anniversary episode last week.
Yes, we do.
So we're just going to answer the ones that we didn't get to.
You betcha.
Because maybe I've gotten a few.
Yeah, a few left over.
So Hungry for Laughs sent us, why do people who use a communal microwave stop the cooking before the time is up and then not clear the time left so that the microwave is ready to go for the next use?
Because they lazy.
Because
they lazy. Because they inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
Why do people do that?
I think it's, I don't know. I think you're right. It's lazy.
It's lazy.
You hit reset. You just, or clear.
It's
a button.
And if I'm not too lazy to do that, there's no excuse.
Because
I do that. I clear it. I'm a clearer.
Because you're lazy.
Yeah, I'm lazy, but not microwave lazy.
No, I'm not either.
No. So good. That's kind of funny. That's
a good one.
Kind of made me think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike Joltz from the Mike Joltz Show. What kind of car do you girls record in?
It's your car.
It's a Honda Civic, 2009 Honda Civic, two-door. Her name is Betty, and she's blue.
She has a little cracked windshield.
Yeah, but she's going to get fixed.
But it looks like a happy face.
Yeah,
because it looks like a smile.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
The next question is from Afterburn 739. Would you rather fight 10 fly-sized horses or one horse-sized fly?
Samantha?
I don't know.
What did you pick?
It sounds horrible.
It does. What did you pick?
I think I would probably feel good about 10 fly-sized horses.
You're going to kill the horses?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to kill the horses.
Wow, I think I'm going to kill the big fly.
Are you going to?
Yeah, okay. Because you know what? Don't kill horses.
Okay.
Yeah, even though they're little.
Okay.
Because they're the size of a fly.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm killing the big
mother.
No,
it says fight.
But,
didn't say anything about killing.
I know, but if you're going to fight them, chances are, right?
I feel like I would have a better chance with small horses.
But you have a temper, right? So I think once you start,
fly.
I think once you start fighting, you could kill. Sorry. That's just me. I still have Forged in Fire on the brain.
That's so mean.
It's because I have Forged in Fire still on the brain. It will kill.
It will kill.
It will kill.
It will kill.
Samantha, she will kill.
Oh my God. Yeah. I will not.
I'm
do
going
that.
For the one. Because you know what? 10, that's a lot of extra energy for me.
Really?
Yeah, I just want the one.
Okay.
I just want to kill one. I just want to fight one thing. I don't want to fight 10.
Fight one thing.
Yeah, I don't want to fight 10.
And we have an honorable mention from Rough Giraffe.
Because this question got us talking.
It did.
So she got an honorable mention.
She does. It is, would you ever take Betty on the road and do an I Shake My Head world tour?
So here's what's interesting there, Stacy from Rough Giraffe. Yes and no.
It would come with so many okay, Lisa can't do this and Sam can't do that. And
right. And
there's so many rules.
And we'd probably have to have like a mediator and a peacekeeper that would have to come along with us.
Probably.
Right. Like, cause no, you know what? I think we could do it though, Samantha. Mm-hmm. So we kind of formulated a little plan and we thought, you know what? If we were going to, what would we do?
Well, you need to go. Apparently we're needing to go to Niagara Falls.
Well, that's the first thing. Because right? You haven't been there.
No, I've never been there.
So I think that our first stop in the tour would be Niagara Falls. We could swing by. My dad and his wife live there. We could swing by, say hi. Gord, sorry, don't got time for supper. Because we're heading to Toronto. We also want to go see the House of Frankenstein Wax Museum. You probably want to see the falls. And I want to walk, go to, when we're in Toronto, I want to go to the Jays game. Mm-hmm. And I want to walk on the
tower. I have to go to a Jays game.
Yeah. I want to walk on the tower. You want to walk on the tower?
No, I don't want to do that either.
Why?
No, because I...
What?
It's really, really high.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Jan Arden did it with Rick Mercer, but I have no desire to do that.
Smith, I bungee jumped. So what the hell are the differences if we
really?
Just do that?
Yeah. You bungee jumped?
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I was younger. I was a little spryer. Probably is what has attributed to my bad hip in my later years. Yeah.
Yeah. See, and this is the problem. I feel we'll have struggles. I feel that we will struggle.
Yeah, because already we don't want to go to the same places, right? So what we would do is we would just park at the subway. You go your way. We'll meet back at 10, right? How was your day? Good. And alone.
And alone.
Thank you. And then we thought after Niagara Falls, we'd maybe go, then I think we need to go to the UK.
Yes, to London.
But here's the problem, right? Because you said we can't drive there.
Well, we can't take Betty.
I'm like, can't we put Betty on a train?
No. You'd have to cross an ocean.
Can't we put Betty on a boat?
No.
So then we have to get a new Betty. We have to get a Betty in the UK.
Taking out an ad in the paper.
Go to
Kijiji. And we're asking for a Honda Civic.
We just want to borrow a Honda Civic.
A blue Honda Civic. So we still get the feel of Betty.
Chances are somebody in the UK should have that.
I don't know.
Right? It's popular, popular car. Popular make and model.
I think we're delusional.
And then I want to have tea with the Queen.
Yes, because she will definitely be like, Lisa, of course, come down. Let's
really?
Have tea.
You two are here? Come on. Right? That's what I think she would do. And I want to be in her garden. Because I don't want to impose. I don't want to, like you know, like, we don't want to be, like, in the castle. And then she's got to feel all like, oh, it's got to be so formal. At least
we want a garden party.
Yeah, a garden party. Because guess what? I shake my head at Lisa and Sam are in the UK. Why would she not throw us a garden party?
Because it's part of the tour. So why wouldn't she be part of the tour?
Hey, maybe even bring her. Hey, Liz, do you want to come see your crown jewels? I know you've seen them before.
Oh, God.
Come with us. We haven't. We're going to take you on a tour. Imagine if she came on a tour with us. Imagine if she was like, I never do this, but I will do this for
she's
you
She's like 100.
No, she's not quite 100. She's 91.
She's old.
Is she old? But she's in good shape.
Okay.
Right? Where are we going after the UK?
We're going to New York.
Woohoo!
Because I'm going to a Broadway show.
Yeah, but you're not driving
You made
in
me
York.
Go to a Jays game. We're going to a Broadway show.
I picked
show.
A Broadway show.
No, you... No.
Yes.
No, because I didn't get to pick the game I went to.
Okay, but that's different.
No,
that's,
it's not different.
Really?
No.
Why is that not different?
I get to pick it all.
You don't get to pick everything. I picked one game.
I picked the Broadway show.
Which
I
show?
Pick it.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that already.
But we're not driving to New York.
No, because you're not allowed to.
Well, no, because we don't have Betty. And you won't let me go back to Canada to get her.
Because we're on tour for 4 days. We're on a world tour for 4 days, Samantha. That's all the time we can get off work.
That's true.
For 4 days, right? I can use a sick day, a vacation day, right? 4 days. We're busy. And you know what the worst is going to be during those 4 days? I already can envision you. I don't like the time change. I don't like the coffee. I need to sleep more. My hair's not straight. My hair's too curly. I can hear all of it.
Really?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Really?
Because you need your 28 hours of sleep a night.
Yes, I do, actually.
And you're not going to get that.
That's not... You're being rude right now.
Sorry. No, that's a fact. And then you're like, you know what? No, I'll have the first shower. Okay, after 17 cups of coffee. I'm like...
Yes.
Okay.
Girl needs a cup of coffee before she gets
going
in the morning.
No, girl doesn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, I hope there's enough in the budget we need just joining rooms.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Right?
But while we're in New York...
Yeah.
We're going to visit all the nighttime shows.
I don't know if we can visit everyone, though.
Oh, we're going to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, for sure Jimmy Fallon.
We're going
to... And we have to see James Corden.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know what I want to do? Let's do this. Instead of your Broadway show, let's go to a taping of his show when he's doing Sidewalk or he's doing, like, the Intersection Broadway show.
Oh, my God. Those are funny.
And then that way we don't have to go to an actual stuffy Broadway show.
Broadway shows are not stuffy.
But I'm just saying.
It's art.
His would be better. His would be better. We could do like...
That's more your kind of show.
We could do like Beauty and the Beast.
Campy
like,
and trampy.
I'm campy and trampy, right? Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, James Corden.
James Corden, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
I don't want to see Conan, because who cares?
It's too late.
Right? It's past our bedtime. Even though it's probably dead at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, but then I want to, for daytime though, I want to go see.
We're doing daytime too.
Yeah. I want to go see Live with Kelly and Ryan.
No, I want to drink wine with Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Okay.
Can we separate there?
Yes. Okay, you can go drink our own wine, and I'm going to go see Live with Kelly and Ryan.
That works for me. That works perfectly for me.
Okay, and then we're going to go to Australia, because in 4 days, for sure you could go to Australia.
Because I want to hang with a kangaroo. I want to see a kangaroo up close.
I want to see a koala bear.
And you want to surf. You said you wanted to surf.
Oh, no, and I want to surf.
Yeah. Okay, do you forget about your summer holiday when you couldn't even get up on the paddleboard? So you know that to surf, you have to stay. Fat girl got to get up again.
Get up on
right?
the board.
I don't know how that's going to work for you.
I don't know.
Maybe we can just, like, body surf.
Yeah, paddleboarding was horrible.
Yeah, maybe we can just body surf. Like, can I just, like, sit on it
well,
and lie on it?
Well, I will float, because I'm, you know.
Because you're, what is that word? Is it buoyant?
I'm buoyant because of all the fat.
All the fat, right? Right? Yeah, so, and I want to learn how to throw a boomerang.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to bonk yourself in the head.
I don't think I would. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. I'm pretty good at throwing a paper airplane, you know. I'm really good at that.
Yes, because that's exactly what a boomerang is.
I know, I'm just saying, right? But
you know it comes back to you,
yeah,
right?
But look at my wrist. I
you
got the wrist.
You have to be able to catch
and snap it. I got my wrist.
You're going to be able to catch it.
I think so. Yeah, I used it as a catcher in baseball, as if I can't catch a boomerang.
When's the last time you did that?
It's been a while, but it's still like riding a bike. I can still catch Samantha.
Whatever.
Right?
I don't think so.
I know so.
I really don't.
I know so.
This is going to be horrible. Let's scrap this idea. Sorry, Stacey. We can't do this.
We can't. At least not yet.
We're not even sure if we can travel outside of Saskatchewan.
You should see us. You should see us when we drive 3 hours to go to the lake in the summer, right?
It's horrible.
Right? We got to stop at the Dairy Queen. We got to stop and get a burger. We got to stop and go
that's
pee.
That's you.
Well, because if there's a Dairy Queen in
the
summer.
Oh, my God. Okay. We get out of town. I don't like what I'm eating. I don't like what I'm drinking. Let's stop in North Battleford. We stopped 3 different places in North Battleford.
I know, right?
You're horrible to travel
with. You're not a walk
you're
in the park.
You're so needy.
I'm not at all.
My God, why are we talking about
okay,
this?
Enough, right? Because you know what? We'll revisit that episode
thanks,
soon
Stacey
enough.
Thanks, Stacey from Rough Giraffe.
Thanks, Stacey. Right? But here's what you want to know. It's funny.
Hmm.
We kind of agree on the topic that we're about to talk about.
You know what?
But there's conditions.
Yes, of course.
But we kind
like with
of
all things there's conditions.
But we do kind of agree.
We do because we always constantly go looking for pie.
We're always saying, "I wouldn't mind a piece of pie right now."
Yeah, and then we go in search of it, and we can never find
Can't
it.
Can't find it.
We find cake. We find cookies. We find muffins. We find cupcakes. We find all the things, but pie.
But pie's tough to find.
Pie and a good pie is tough to find,
especially in Saskatoon.
Hoi vey.
I know, right? But I have some pie fun facts.
Okay. Go for it. Go for it.
Did you know, Samantha, that in the States that there is $700 million worth of pies sold every year?
What?
$700 million worth of pies are sold in the United States
every
year.
That's a lot of pie.
Yeah. There's so many pies that it would circle the globe. That's crazy.
Serious?
And that's just in the grocery stores.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not counting bakeries.
No, just grocery stores.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those Americans. They like their pie.
Those Americans. Oh my God.
They like their pie.
They like their pie.
Yeah. And in 1623, mm-hmm. pumpkin pie was introduced. Ready by, who do you think? By the pilgrims at the second Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah. Pumpkin pie.
Go pilgrims.
Go pilgrims. Here's something interesting you might not know.
Huh?
They say that Carol Brady is the TV mom that would bake the best pie.
Based on what, though?
Just based on, hi, it's Carol Brady. You shouldn't have to even ask.
That's it?
Why would you even ask that question based on what?
Yeah, but she had a housekeeper. Doesn't the housekeeper cook? No.
Housekeeper cleans the house. She's not necessarily cleaning the cleaning. Or she's cleaning, but she's not necessarily making all the food.
No, I thought she cooked, too.
No, it's Carol Brady. That's what they say, Samantha. It's Carol Brady.
Okay. I'm really...
Because I don't think that you should tread on Carol Brady.
No, because I'm, like, sensing this is very near and dear to
yeah,
your heart.
Because
like, these are my people.
Carol Brady. Mrs. the Brady Bunch mom is the mom.
All right.
So, of course.
Okay.
She's going to have the best
all
pie.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Calm down.
Most popular pies?
I would say apple.
Apple. Pumpkin. Chocolate.
Okay.
Cherry.
Not a fan of chocolate, though.
Cherry. I like chocolate pie, though. It's not
I don't like
about
cherry
you.
Pie, either. Actually.
And I do. It's not always about you. It's not always about you. And apple crumb.
Oh, okay.
Which we're not going to talk about right now.
Well,
we're
crumb on, pie.
We're on the fence. With
crumbs
the crumb.
Or pies. Well,
we're not sure.
It's hard to say.
47% of people think of comfort when they think of pie.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, warm pie.
There was a movie where a guy screwed a pie.
No, that was the American
right?
Pie.
And he screwed that pie.
It was
Right? Why the world even eats apple pie after that? Because it was warm and moist. Guys gotta do what a guy's gotta do, I guess.
Oh my god. Right? Eugene Levy was in that one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So there was that. Yeah. That's my pie fun facts for
those
you.
Those are good. Yeah. Okay. I have reasons why pie is better.
Really?
Yeah. Because.
Are you going to school us right now?
Maybe.
Going to school. Okay, I'm ready.
Pies are what cool kids eat.
You know what? No. Pie is the cool kid. Like me. Pie's the cool kid.
Yeah, like me.
I don't know about you.
Okay, pie is 3 letters. Cake is 4. Pie. The power is concision.
But it's still just one syllable. Mm-hmm. Pie, cake.
Pie can pull off savory. Cake cannot.
Okay, fair.
True. Crust on pie is buttery and amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In general, frosting sucks.
No.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
No, I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Why? Because your sugar tooth consists of frosting.
Because even frosting in the can, yum.
Yeah, I know. You're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting.
Ice cream on top of pie makes you want to hug a stranger. # food science.
# don't want to ever hug a stranger.
Ice cream on cake makes it soggy.
Yeah, I don't like ice cream and cake. It doesn't make sense, and it's too much.
Yeah. Pie is the no posers allowed zone of desserts. Pie keeps it real. Pie is fly. Cake is fake.
Where the hell did you get that from? Pie is fly.
Pie is fly. Cake is fake.
Wow. Is that you trying to be the cool kid?
I guess. Because I am the cool kid.
Not really.
Okay. Pie is dynamic. Flaky crusts. Crumbly crusts. It has gooey fillings like fruit and cream fillings and custard and berry toppings and fluffy whipped toppings, salty sweet crumb toppings. It has everything!
Oh, pie is good for you because it's a fruit.
Because it's a fruit. Well, it's a fruit. Everything.
No, it's a fruit. It makes it good for you.
The possibilities are endless.
They are endless.
9 out of 10 cakes you eat will be dry. Pie will not unless you're a poser.
Where did you get this?
Because it's hard to make a freaking pie. It's easy to make a cake. All you need is a box.
No.
You cannot do a pie from a box.
Samantha, that's...
You cannot do a pie from a box.
No, but you can buy a pie shell, and then that makes it easy. And throw in some canned apple, and then you have a pie.
Okay. Chocolate pie actually tastes like chocolate. Chocolate cake does not taste like chocolate.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. When's the last time you had chocolate cake?
I don't know. Mom's.
That's different. That's sheet cake. We're not there. We're not ready to talk. We're not ready to talk about your mom's sheet cake.
We're not ready to
yet.
Talk about different cakes. Okay.
But here,
miniature pies, hand pies are awesome. You know the little hand pies? You buy them from McDonald's.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying. They're awesome.
But what fast food makes the best pie, do you think? What fast food restaurant makes the best pie?
I really like A&W's apple
pie. It's the best one.
Yeah, because it has cinnamon on it.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always comes hot.
Yeah.
Okay, pie is messy. Imperfect edges, bubbly, juicy, doesn't cut clean, but it's not hustling for your approval like cake.
I don't think cake's hustling for your approval. I just think that cake has stepped up its game over the year.
Nope, it has not.
Yes, it
has. Pie has wisdom and confidence.
No, it doesn't. A pie does not have that.
Yes, it does.
No, a pie is simple. That's what's nice about
it. Pie is for those with developed palates.
I don't agree with that.
Yes?
No.
Pot pie is awesome. No one has ever had a pot cake.
There could be pot cakes. There could be pot cakes in the future.
That's a different kind of cake.
I know, I'm just saying, but there could be.
That's a different kind.
You know what I find with pie? Pie's always invited to every occasion.
Of course it is.
Whereas the cake is only invited to the birthday.
It's only birthday.
Yeah.
Halloween? No.
No. But Mother's Day? Pie.
Thanksgiving?
Pie.
Christmas? Pie. Easter? Pie.
Anytime?
It's pie.
Yeah, it's pretty much pie.
Eat pie because it's a real dessert. You can have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I don't know if you should eat it for breakfast, though.
Depends what it is.
Well, could be a quiche. Tart.
Could be quiche.
No, ew.
What's wrong with quiche?
Why do I need an
what
fluffy
is wrong with quiche?
Omelet in a crust? That's disgusting. That's so nasty, quiche. That's like a souffle. Ew. Just makes me want to gag.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. What are you, 5?
Ew. Gross. I don't like that whatsoever. You know, but I think that sometimes cake gets the bad end of the stick.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it does
I think
not.
It does.
No.
Yeah. Why don't you think so?
No.
I think it does. It's my opinion, Samantha, and I'm allowed to have it.
Cake sucks.
No, cake doesn't suck.
The frosting is the worst part of it.
No. The frosting is the best part of it.
No.
Yeah.
Cake is like diabetes on a plate.
No, but you know what? Cupcakes trump all.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Okay, but here's something funny. According to the Hyper Hype Girl, pie is just something you eat when there is no cake. So she's team cake. She's angel food and she's chocolate. She says nut brownies.
What is wrong with brownies?
She says no brownies.
What's wrong with a gooey brownie?
I don't know. She just said no to brownies.
Really?
Yeah. But what about pot brownies? Because that's something. I've seen that advertised like on things. Marijuana in the brownies. What about that?
I think we're a little fixated on the fact that we're going
to
eat something.
We are turning 50 and going to love pot. Right? I'm just saying. I think the problem with cake is that now they make it too fancy.
Well, because now it's an Eiffel Tower. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It's the cake show. It's the cake boss. And I make it look like this. When it's not even like cake anymore. It's just like cement. It's just like, I don't know, arts and crafts.
I don't, see, and the thing is, there's not many cake flavors that I really enjoy.
No, not really.
I don't even like red, like red
velvet. I don't even get that. I don't even get, like, is that even a taste? I've never had that.
No, because it's chocolate cake with red dye.
Yeah, see, I don't eat that one because I don't like, I find it insults me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it.
And actually, I don't like chocolate cake other than my mother's, which we...
The sheet cake.
Oh, my God. She makes a great chocolate sheet cake. Yes. Is phenomenal.
It's very good.
It's not like a normal cake.
No.
Because it's made in a sheet pan.
Yeah.
But what she does to that cake, it's like the amount of cocoa she puts in there.
She just has...
It's the icing that she does. She pokes holes in the top when it's warm, and then she pours the icing over top, and then the icing melts down into the cake. It's always moist.
Very good.
It's so delicious. That's the only cake I really enjoy, actually. Oh, sorry. Honorable mention, my mother's lemon bundt cake.
I hate a bundt cake.
I like bundt cake.
You know what? First off, I hate the word. I think it's dumb. And I think it's messy.
Why is it dumb?
It's just bunt. Like, what is that?
Bunt. It's a bunt cake.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate the sound of that word, actually. And I hate the fact that that pan is such a bitch to clean.
It is.
That's it's a not bad fun. Pan.
But, you know what? I like a good coffee cake, too.
I don't even know what that is. What's a coffee cake?
It's got, like, cinnamon on it and crumbly stuff.
No, I don't care for that one.
Cinnamon swirl in the middle.
I don't care for that one at all. Not at all.
No, because you've never eaten it.
I don't want to.
You don't like things that you've never eaten.
I don't want to eat it. Do you remember Pepperidge Farm layer cake?
No.
My Nana used to like whip one of those bad boys out of the freezer when company came over. It was so good. And what about the Dunk? What about the McCain's Deep and Delicious?
Oh,
and still sit down and didn't we get one of those to go to the lake? Yes, we bought one at the store. We're like, we'll take one of these too because this is lake food. Right? We plowed through that bad boy, didn't we,
that's
Samantha?
That's true. Yeah. But, I mean, it's not typically something I would eat, though.
No, but it was... I would eat that. Mike and I have that. And we have that one in the carrot cake version, too, sometimes.
I'd be interested in the carrot cake
version. It's really good. Yeah.
Because that... I don't know.
You can get that at the Walmart.
I think I'm not a typical cake person because I don't like vanilla or chocolate in a cake form.
Oh.
I don't mind cupcakes, but it's not my go-to.
No, it's my go-to. I'll take a cupcake over anything.
But I would eat carrot cake.
Yeah, I eat a carrot cake, but sometimes not with too much of the icing. That's the only time I say too much icing is not good.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, if it's a carrot cake. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that you could take a scientific approach to cake versus pie.
You could?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ability of enjoyment to be sustained over time with cake is 100% enjoyment at the beginning, but by the time you have a couple of mouthfuls, the magic is gone. Pie sustains itself through the whole thing.
Who says this? Did you just make this shit up and then just call it scientific? Because if it's scientific by you, I think I can poke holes in it.
Unequal frosting distribution is a problem. Pie has equal cuts. Cake, everyone wants the goddamn frosting rose.
Everybody wants the corner and
the
rose.
Because it has the most
expensive. Yeah, absolutely, right?
And I hate it.
I love it a lot.
When we have birthday cakes in my family, I'm like, in the middle, please.
No, I like
with
it.
With the least amount of icing just on the top cake.
No,
perfect.
Awesome. I'll take the corner.
What about an ice cream cake then? Is it considered a cake? Because it's ice cream.
No, it's ice cream. It's an ice cream. Just because it's round doesn't make it a cake.
But we're calling it a cake.
But that's not... The Dairy Queen's calling it a cake. We're not calling it a cake.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't agree.
Well, they do ice cream logs, too.
Well, I think that that's weird, too. I don't like a log. Unless it's a chocolate Swiss log. That's different, right?
But that's not a cake.
No, that's...
Even though it's like a spongy kind of cake thing.
That's just a roll. That's just a chocolate roll. That's just a chocolate
roll. You
have
a lot of rules with your desserts.
I do. Yeah, not everything's a cake, Samantha.
I was just saying.
Right? Right? There's, like, lots of things that don't fit into the cake category. And you know what they're called? Dainties.
Well, that's a slice.
Yeah.
Or an Nanaimo bar.
Yeah, or like a little, like...
A butter tart.
Yeah, like a square.
Oh, we could talk about butter tarts. We could talk about tarts.
That's a tart. That's not a pie.
Or about a tort.
I don't, that's like... Just sounds yucky, too.
You've never had a tort?
That sounds like a supper. Is that a supper? It's not like from Montreal, like a torche or something. That's totally ground beef and shit like that.
That's totally different.
I don't think I like
but
that.
But it's got a pastry crust, so it's considered a pie.
But it's not.
It is, though.
No, but
it's a savory
not.
Pie.
But it's, you know what I like? You know what I type of crust I like on my pie? I like one of those lattice crusts.
You like the crisscross.
Yeah, I like the crisscross. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I had a choice over a pastry or a crumb, I'm taking a crumb. Do you remember the one time, remember, we went looking at the dollar store for remember, we were looking for that granola, or not granola, graham cracker?
Yes.
Remember, and I said to you, I said I could just, like, put some butter in it, mix it, and eat it like that?
That's disgusting.
I could do it, though. But I could certainly do it. Yeah. I think I could do
Gross.
It.
Gross.
What else you got?
Cake is much more severe, longer-lasting consequences than pie. Because it has so much frosting and so much sugar.
Yum.
Pie is just all good. It's flaky, crusty pie
no.
stuff.
No.
Or it could be the graham cracker crust.
Just think of the sugar rush you get with the cake.
No. So, I would go for pie.
Would you?
Yeah. And actually, I guess maybe the reason why I'm pro pie right now
yeah.
is because for Easter, my mother made, apparently, according to her,
uh-huh.
her very first pie in, like, 40 odd years.
Really?
Yeah. She said she made a pie a very long time ago. Yeah. And to be honest, I can say in my memory, and it's not great.
Yeah.
I can only remember her making apple slices, which is done differently than a pie. It's
than
like a pie. In a square sheet pan.
Okay.
So I can remember her doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember her making pie.
Really?
I remember grandma making pie.
Yeah.
But so here she is, never apparently doesn't even have a pie. A pastry recipe
yeah.
or a pie recipe.
Yeah.
She Googles it and presents it to us on Easter.
Because she's part of the new century.
We're looking at it and I'm like, Mom, it's the perfect pie. It was.
Was there ever any doubt?
No.
Not what Sheila's
Sometimes
baking.
Sometimes Mom is like, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, Sheila always thinks that she can't know what's better. You're going to hate it.
You're
and
hate
it's overcooked.
It. Sorry, Mom.
And it never is. But it never is.
But the interesting thing is that it looked picture perfect.
Really?
It looked perfectly done.
Yeah.
She had like sprinkled sugar
of course
on the
she would.
Top.
Of course.
She had done the little holes.
Yeah.
So here she is, and it's bubbly. It's the bubbly pastry crust on
okay.
top.
Okay.
With that, it's not the lattice.
Right, not the lattice. I like the lattice.
But she sliced it. The filling
was so
was
good.
So
That's awesome.
Good.
That's good. I have no doubt that Sheila would make a good pie.
What the funny thing was is that Linnea, my sister-in-law,
yeah.
who does make pies,
yeah.
was like, sure. Uh-huh. You never made a pie before.
She was a little bitter.
No, she was just making fun of Mom.
Oh, because it was your mom's first pie.
It was my mom's first pie. She's
gotcha.
Like, sure, Sheila, never made a pie before.
And this is what you carried out, right?
And it was gone in that day.
I'm sure.
No pie left.
I'm sure.
It was perfect. So I think I was, well, then when I had that flapper pie at the Fuddruckers.
I don't even get that pie either.
It's like a pudding filling with graham cracker crust. You love that stuff.
I do, but I don't like the flapper. I don't like the flapper.
Do you not like the word?
I don't like the word. I don't like the word. I don't want... I'll have a flapper.
Let's be clear here.
I don't want...
You don't like the word.
I don't
it's
like
pudding.
The word. I don't know. No. That's gross. No.
But you like a chocolate cake.
Different.
A chocolate pie.
I like a chocolate,
chocolate
pie.
Chocolate pie is chocolate pudding.
I know that, but that's different. That's chocolate pudding. That's different.
That's got nothing to do with it.
And yeah, that has everything to do with what makes it taste good is the chocolate pudding.
A flapper pie is just vanilla pudding.
Who wants vanilla pudding? That's gross. Do you know that 54% of all people still prefer cake to pie?
That seems really wrong.
No, it's not.
I feel like your statistics are wrong.
No, they're not wrong at all. And I broke down the most popular cakes based on the decade.
Okay.
Okay, the 50s, German chocolate. The 60s was pink champagne cake, whatever that
is.
What is that? I don't even know. 70s, carrot cake. 80s, chocolate fudge. 90s, molten lava.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
2000, all about the cupcakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they did kind of break
they
through.
They really did break through
in the
2000s.
Time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They did.
There were even, like, bakeries dedicated to cupcakes.
There
and
still
they,
are.
And then they went belly
But there's
up.
Still some.
Yeah.
They
but
still
they have
exist.
To, you have to diversify.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You can't just be about cupcakes.
Well, I can't see what you should be able to be. And do you remember when you were a kid back in the 70s and you had money in the cake?
Yeah.
Right? Sure, I just put some dirty old coins in the mixture.
I know.
Was that just going in the batter? Like your mom just takes some dirty old coins from the bottom of her purse?
It is.
Throws them in the mix.
Oh, gross.
Mixes it and then bakes them in
there.
But
you were so excited to like, oh, I got a quarter.
Yep. So if you got a quarter, you hit the jackpot. Right?
I remember that.
It's so funny.
Oh,
right?
My God. Yeah. Okay, but I have a thing. I came across it when I was Googling.
Okay.
Is cheesecake a cake or a pie?
Separate.
Nope. It can't be separate.
It can be separate.
No, it cannot.
Yes, it can.
Because cheesecake is on a graham cracker crust.
Which is wonderful.
Right?
Yeah.
And the only thing that differs a cheesecake from a regular pie is that there's cream cheese that you put into the filling. Right?
But that's not pie filling. No, it's separate.
No, but there's custard-filled pies.
That shouldn't be.
Yes, there's pudding-filled pies.
No, but that's pudding.
So that's a pie.
I don't know. I think it's cheesecake.
So I think a cheesecake is more like a pie, but we call it cake.
I don't think so.
Because it seems easier to say.
I don't think so.
Because you wouldn't call it a cheese pie. That would sound weird.
That would sound gross. That would just sound gross. Gross and nasty, Samantha. Right? That's what I think that would sound.
Because a cake is basically made of flour, sugar, and fat and eggs.
Yeah.
And then it rises in the oven.
Yeah, but...
But a cheesecake doesn't rise.
So, I know. I think it's just
but
has
it
to
is,
be...
So it's more like a pie because it has... It can have a graham cracker crust, which a pie can have a graham
it's
cracker crust.
It's just a separate. It's just
and
a separate.
And it can be filled with fruit, custard, pecans, peanut butter, pudding, sweet potatoes.
No,
so
it's
could
just
be,
a separate. It's just a separate.
No.
It's its own thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it
it's
lives
not.
In its own little world. It has to. You can't melt... You can't put it in with the rest.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
We're proving that you can't.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. It cannot. It has to stand alone. It has to stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not about a cake.
Well, I'm on the fence.
Though I do like good cheesecake.
Yeah. Which you just said was a pie. Or maybe it's a cake. Maybe it's a pie.
In my brain, it will always be pie.
A cheesecake is a pie?
Yes.
You're nuts.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's a pie.
It's not. It's a cake.
Because it doesn't rise. A cake rises.
It doesn't matter.
So it technically, in the idea of what a cake should be,
your
in the definition
cheesecake
of a cake.
Doesn't rise?
Yes, it does.
Not really.
Yes, it does.
It's this thick.
Because of what it's in.
Yes. So that's the same thing with a cheesecake. Because it's not in something really deep. That's why. Da-na-na-na!
No, I think I'm right.
No, you're not.
I think I'm right.
You're really not.
I am.
Uh-uh.
I think I am.
I think we beat that horse to death.
No, I think we did.
I think we beat that horse to death, Samantha.
Horse is dead.
Horse is dead. Exactly.
What's your I shake my head, Lisa?
Oh, my God. My I shake my head was that stupid kid. And yes, I just said that, friends of the podcast. That stupid kid in Denny's.
It was bad.
He was horrible.
He was bad.
Right? Like, he, like, ruled those ladies. He was the boss of them.
Oh, he was horrible.
He was running around the restaurant. And, okay, and I, not that I should be able to say this because I don't have kids and I don't change diapers. Seemed a little, I think if you're 10, you shouldn't be in a diaper anymore.
He's not, he wasn't 10.
He was a big boy.
He was a big boy,
but
though.
I don't think he should have been in diapers.
No.
Right?
But his mother had zero control over him.
None, and that was my shake my
head. And I felt bad for her, and then I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Because he obviously had not been told how he should be out in public.
Like, sit on your bum is one.
Well, he was jumping up and down on the bench, and all of a sudden he was turning and he was looking
all
at me, and I'm like, hi, child.
I know.
Turn around.
Turn around, because why is your head almost on my shoulder, kid? Right?
And then, like, he had a fit.
He
was crying.
He was horrible.
And I'm like, I'm trying to hear what you're saying, and I'm like, I can't.
I know.
Like, he's screaming in my
ear. One more bad thing that happened at Denny's.
I know.
Was that kid. What about you?
Oh, my eyes shake my head. Oh, well. It's the constant complainer. Sorry. This gentleman is one of our drivers who drops off product. And he is a constant complainer.
Is he?
Yeah. And I am a good sport.
Yeah.
Because I think this guy lives to be negative.
Oh, okay.
And he comes in, he's like, why do I have to phone? You should have someone in the back here waiting for me. And I'm like, well, I can't, but I'm here, and I'm sorry if I slowed you down. Oh, no, it's fine. The next time, same comment, same conversation.
Wow.
Oh, my God, dude. Do you need to complain about the same thing every time you come to the door?
He needs to be a Saturday Night Live skit.
He
needs to be like the copier, making copies, pushing the button. Why do I gotta phone you? Like, wow.
Oh my God, this guy, it's like, I've decided, like, at first, he kind of, I was like a little bit on edge with him, and then I realized you're just going to do this to everybody that answers the door.
Wow.
You're going to have the same comment to everybody. So now I kill him with kindness.
Okay.
And I'm like, how's your day? Thanks for coming. Sorry to wait. Have a great day.
That's funny.
And I'm like, you know what? I would stand here and wait for you all day, but I have stuff to do.
And then as you shut the door, you're like, jackass, right?
He's just the constant complainer.
Nice.
And I'm like, dude, stop it.
Because that's needed.
Because you're not helping me.
No, right?
You're not helping
me. No.
But he should be an SNL skit.
He should be, right?
I would enjoy that.
He'd be like, why I gotta phone you? I ring the buzzer. Nobody answers, right? Man.
Oh.
He needs to simmer down.
He does.
Yeah, completely. He does.
All right, next week's topic, morning people versus nighttime people.
Boy, we're going to have a difference of opinion in this one for
sure.
So. I already feel it. I already feel it. So the other thing, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to that topic, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. But I also want to give a shout out to the live stream for The Cure.
Yes.
Okay? So what it is, friends of the podcast, is something we're participating in, and it's on May, well, it's the whole weekend, right? Our part that we're doing is May 19th from 6:30 to 7, but it runs for 30 hours of live content from various podcasters.
Yeah.
They're trying to raise money for cancer.
I think it should be fun.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. So I think it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Lots of different things planned. They have a website. If you go to livestreamforthecure.com, you can check it out. I believe they have up who all's doing what and when.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's for cancer. And you know what? As if that cause can't use a little bit more help.
Exactly.
Right?
So we do have something new to share with you.
Yes, we do.
So something else new for this year too.
Yes.
We have, it's called wehavemerch.com. We've decided to partner with wehavemerch.com, and they actually are now selling I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam merchandise.
So stuff with our mugs on it.
Yeah. So it's a men's t-shirt, women's t-shirt, a coffee mug, and a travel mug.
Yep, and you can go right to that website, and you can order from there if there's something, if you want to have like a mug or whatever. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. Wehavemerch.com.
.com.
So you can, if you'd like to help us keep the podcast going, you can donate on Patreon, www.patreon.com, I Shake My Head.
If you go to Podbean and you're listening to us there, there's the little money bag over Sam's face. Just give that a punch. You can donate there. And we got lots of fun things to give you guys back.
Yeah. And you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and Google Play. And our social media is Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And maybe Pinterest again.
Oh,
I'm back on the fence. I'm back on the fence. I'm not committing.
No, because I can't do it.
I know, but I'm just thinking about it again. I'm just thinking.
You're going to have to convince me what that's about.
I know. I got to learn it still, but I still see lots of people are doing it, Samantha. So it's piqued my interest again.
All right.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.